everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Myla Lani.
And I'm Junie, and you're listening to Sustain Loving Kindness. In this podcast, we talk about why it's important to take care of our planet and how we can help.
This episode is dedicated to our Girl Scout Silver Award project. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. Hello, everyone, and welcome back for another episode. Before we get started, I just wanted to say thank you for listening. We have listeners from around the world. Majority are in the United States, but we have other people listening in the Philippines, Germany, and Mexico. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. And if you'd like, please tell your friends about our podcast so we can get more people in on going eco-friendly. So today, we are going to talk about fast fashion, sustainable clothing, and all that good stuff. We had three people asking us for this, so here we are. I'm super excited to get into today's episode. First, Junie is going to talk about what fast fashion is, for those of you who don't know. And then she's going to tell you why it isn't a good thing. And then I will talk about some easy solutions to help fix it or help with it. And finally, both of us will give you the names of some eco-friendly clothing brands and stores so you can have somewhere to shop the next time you're buying clothes. So let's get started.
All right. So the very first topic I'm going to talk about is, what is fast fashion? Fast fashion is very, you hear the term a lot in the zero waste community, I guess you could say. But a lot of people don't actually know what it is. And I didn't either until about a year ago. I learned about it and was very surprised because, it's not good. So, I'm just going to give a relatively fast description of it, but I did... Did you see what I did there? Fast fashion. I didn't even realize I said that. Anyways, so I did write a blog post about it that goes a lot more in depth. If you want to read that, you can. It's on our blog and you can find the link on our podcast page. Anyways, so fast fashion is bad quality clothing made as cheap and fast as possible. So these clothing items are made in huge factories, and I linked some pictures on our blog, on the blog post about it, but they're made in huge huge warehouses, and factories out of really poor quality materials, and the people making these fabrics, now a lot of them are, a lot of the clothing items are made by machines, but the people that... So, basically, the people making these clothing, they are not worried about quality at all. All they're worried about is looking cute, basically, and attracting people to them in stores. In stores, it's relatively hard to tell if clothing is good quality or bad quality. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Others you can tell, but sometimes it's not. Anyways, so the people making them in the factories... It's made out of really bad quality materials, like I keep saying. It's just made as fast as they can with spending as little money as they can as well. So these clothing, sometimes you can find them in stores like Target. Forever 21 is a huge one. And I know that there are some online companies popping up like Shein and Romwe. And I know Shein in their tagline, it says something about... The fast fashion something, I don't know exactly, but it's literally in the tagline. So I'm having a little bit of a hard time describing it, but it's pretty much just clothing made out of really cheap materials and as fast as possible, not worried about the quality at all or how long it will last. And a lot of times, oftentimes, you'll find that the people in the factories making these clothings are not paid fair wages at all. They're basically getting, well, just not paid fair wages. So why is it bad? Why is fast fashion bad? Because, I mean, I'm sure you're thinking, like, well, it's not the worst thing in the world if they're not paying a lot of money or if they're not taking a lot of time to make the clothing. Well, it is bad because... Basically, these items are very disposable, and that just means that they're not made to last. So say you buy a $15 dress from Target. Now that sounds like a very good deal at the time because you're saving a lot of money when you think of a $15 dress from Target or like a $60 dress from, I don't know, a different store. And so basically at the moment you're thinking it's a really good deal, but then you get it home and in some instances the very first time you wear it, it rips or falls apart or it. So the reason why it's not a better deal, even though it's cheaper, is because it falls apart and you don't get to wear it. So you'll eventually have to replace it and you'll be spending more money than if you just went with the good quality one up front. So it's bad for the environment. Sorry, I keep like jumping from topic to topic. It's bad for the environment because within like 3 times of wearing the clothing items, it's pretty much unwearable anymore. You just have to throw it away. Ideally, you would give it away, but sometimes sometimes the clothing is not in good enough condition for somebody else to wear. So eventually, a lot of people mostly just throw it away, unfortunately. Another reason why it's not good for the environment is because they're made out of synthetic fibers, usually. The fast fashion clothing items are typically not made out of cotton. Cotton is a natural fiber, obviously made from the cotton plant. And synthetic fibers, it's essentially just plastic. So that in itself is not good. Yeah, and my last topic is basically whenever, I kind of touched on this a little bit before, but when somebody is walking through the store, and if you see a really cute dress for, say, even $30, and then another dress for, I don't know, $60, people are pretty much always going to go for the cheaper option. If it's saving them money and it's still cute, why not? So people need to think before they buy things. That is, we talk about this a little bit in other episodes, but this is very important and this is a very key point to going zero waste or going eco-friendly, the lifestyle, is just think before you buy things. So next time you go to Target, if you see a cute shirt that you want to buy, make sure you think about the future, how long you're going to wear it, where do you see yourself wearing it, will it go with the other clothes you have? Instead of just buying it because it's cute and cheap, think about why you're buying it, think about where you're going to wear it to, and think about, really just take the extra step to check the seams and check if it's good quality. Oftentimes, if it's really cheap, it seems too good to be true. It is too good to be true. It's pretty much always bad quality if the clothing is like dirt cheap. Because clothing is, if you've ever sewn anything by hand, it's really hard to make and it takes a lot of time. And people, a good quality piece of clothing, you could not sell it for, you cannot sell a t-shirt for maybe like $10 or $15, considering the time it takes and the material cost. Anyways, just think. Just think before you buy clothing. It's very important.
Yeah, so you're probably wondering, like, why are these companies making such bad quality clothing, and why are people going back to keep buying them? And the reason for that is because, like, every week some new fad is always showing up. Like, right now, skinny jeans are not the thing anymore, and it's wide jeans. And I'm like, okay, I just bought my skinny jeans last year. I'm going to keep wearing them because they look good on me and they're perfectly fine. There's no need to get rid of them. They're jeans. And then also there's like the new thing of not parting your hair on the side or something. I don't know. It's some weird new like fashion thing, new fad, whatever. Yeah, every time something new comes out, people are just going to throw away what's not in, and they're going to go and buy what is in, and I'm doing, like, quotation marks, because, like, you know, what's the new thing? So, if you guys remember, in, like, 2019, the new thing was, Well, there were Visco girls, and everybody was buying scrunchies and hydro flasks and all that. And I'm not saying buying hydro flasks or metal straws is a bad thing, because it is a good thing. But the whole scrunchie thing, like, that was a fad. Everybody was using them, and now not many people are really wearing them as much as they did then. So, like, that's a fad. And I saw a documentary, I can't remember which one it was, I think it was The Minimalist, but I can't be sure. They were talking about fast fashion. They talked about how every week there's some new thing that people want to go out and buy, and with the fast fashion industry, if there's other big companies that are doing this, like, not, they're still selling good quality clothing, but they're not selling them all the time. Like, they'll sell something for a week, and then whatever has not been sold of last week's fad, they'll just take them in the back and literally take scissors or knives and destroy it and throw it away so that it can't be taken to Goodwill or something, and people will keep buying it because they want people to buy the new thing that they're selling. And it's pretty crazy. And also just kind of sad, too. The next thing is avoiding fast fashion. First up, I just wanted to talk about minimalism. You've probably heard us talk about this a couple times before. And we're also going to do another episode in the future as to what it is. So we're not going to dive too deep into it right now. But I'm just going to give you, like, a general idea as to what it is. So minimalism is having less stuff in your life. Not having so many items or trinkets or knickknacks that you don't need. So, for example, a minimalist person probably doesn't have a million lamps in their house. They probably just have one. They probably don't have a million Chuck Taylors in their house. They probably just have one pair. So they have as little as possible, because if you really think about it, you really don't need so much stuff. The basic necessities that you need is a food, food, a bed, a shelter, air, like, basic stuff. You don't necessarily need a phone unless, I mean, some people do need a phone, but, like, if you're a young kid and you're always around your parents, like, you don't really need a phone unless your parents had, like, some good reason as to you having it. You don't necessarily need that new shell design jewelry box that you saw at the store if you already have, like, a shoe box that you could just decorate yourself with seashells that you found, and, you know, that's for cheap, so... shout out to The Minimalists. They have a podcast and they have two documentaries on Netflix if you'd like to check those out, and I'll link them in the blog. But being minimal with your wardrobe. Really, it's just not having so many clothes, like I said earlier. For example, you don't need 5 pairs of black high heels when you really only need one, or none if you don't really wear them. Like, right now, it's COVID. Nobody's really going anywhere. You're not going to go to a big prom dance or a big wedding anytime soon, so you're probably not going to need all 5 pairs of black heels. There's also a thing that I found on Pinterest. I'm not sure exactly what it said, but I'll look it up after this and put it on our blog. I believe it said, on January 1st, flip all your hangers backwards on the rail and then flip them around when you wear what's hanging on them. And by June, whatever is still facing backwards goes in donation. And you can do this any time of the year. Just write down what day you started at and count 6 months, and that's your deadline, I guess you could call it. It's just an idea to be more minimal with your clothing, because when my mom tells me, okay, look through your clothes, tell me what you want to get rid of, I just, like, stare at my clothes and then get rid of, like, one shirt. And so, I mean, most of the clothes that I have, I don't really even wear. Like, all these dresses I have, I don't wear them because we're not really going anywhere. So if you want, you can just, like, keep track of the clothes that you're not wearing, and then 6 months from now, whatever you haven't worn, just put it in the donation. Don't throw it away or anything.
And another tip, sorry to interrupt, but another tip to, for eco-friendly or minimal clothing, to if you want to be a minimalist in the clothing aspect, it's something called a capsule wardrobe. I am not an expert on this, so you could find a lot more information just by Googling it, or we could do a blog post about it if you guys would like. But it's called a capsule wardrobe, and you pick... Now, again, I'm not an expert on it. I don't know exactly all the rules. I've not tried this myself. But you pick some certain very versatile clothes, and I think you're only supposed to have, like, maybe 10 clothing items or something. Like four tops, four bottoms, and a two dress. I don't know. You'll have to do the research yourself. But it's just a kind of guidelines to get rid of clothes and only have what you really need. And then those very versatile clothes that you have, you can then arrange with each other and make a bunch of different outfits with just, say, the 10 clothing items that you have. And it goes the same with shoes. Again, I'm not an expert. I have not tried this myself, but I strongly suggest looking it up on Google, or even find a YouTube video explaining it more. If you wanted to be more minimal in your wardrobe, I strongly suggest trying out a capsule wardrobe.
Yeah, thanks for adding that. I completely forgot about capsule wardrobes because I've never done it before, but I have heard of it, and they did talk about it in the Minimalist documentary. And there was this lady who said that she did it, and, like, she wore the same dress for an entire month. Like, she would switch it out every couple of days, and none of her coworkers noticed that she was wearing that dress because she added other things. Like, one day she would wear it with a cardigan, another day she would wear it with a certain pair of shoes, another day she'd wear it. Like, she would just mix and match up her clothes, and nobody noticed. And it's easy to do this with, like, very simple clothes. For example, a black shirt or a pair of blue jeans. Nothing crazy like a sparkly pink shirt that's got a lot of words on it. Because, yeah, people are going to notice if you wear that a million times in a row. But if it's something that is very simple and very minimal, then, like, nobody's going to notice. Nobody's going to notice that you're wearing it. So, the next easy way to buy clothing, I guess, if you wanted to buy more clothing, or if you're growing and you need to buy more clothes, or you're going back to school shopping, is to buy secondhand. And some of you may think that it's just completely gross to wear shoes that someone else owned Some of you may think it's gross to wear clothes that someone else owned before you. But as long as you put it in the washing machine first, it isn't going to be that bad. Sorry. On Instagram a couple days ago, they were talking about fast fashion, and somebody wrote in the comments, like, I am not going to buy these secondhand shoes that somebody wore. Like, that is just disgusting and unhygienic. So I just, my mind immediately went to that, and that's why I said shoes. So it's the same with hand-me-downs, even though they may not be the best clothes, as long as they, like, you know, cover you up and keep you warm, they're clothes. Most people don't even really think about that, and I know that Junie and I are both, like, most of us, including Junie and I, are both guilty of just buying clothes because we like them and not really because we need them. Like, everybody is guilty of that, including us, okay? We're not perfect. So I will say one thing, though, about buying secondhand. You can find a lot of really good clothes at thrift stores. And if you're lucky, you can find designer clothes there before somebody else snatches them up.
My sister got a pair of... they were close to... I don't remember the exact price. But it was somewhere... It was somewhere around a $200 pair of jeans for $8 at Goodwill.
Yeah, Goodwill and, like, the Salvation Army, those are a lot of really big thrift stores that are all over the United States. And they, like, at thrift stores, they will sell it for way cheaper. Also, they're also called resale stores, and I got a lot of really, really nice clothes at thrift stores. And another thing, too, there's this Facebook group in San Diego called Buy Nothing, and they have them for, little... littler towns in San Diego, and so my mom was part of this, and she got 3 pairs of sunglasses from somebody for free, and one of them was a pair of really nice Steve Madden aviator glasses, and I wore those up until about June of 2020, and then I stopped wearing them because I dropped them and they broke. But they were really good, and they were pretty high quality, and I wore them, and I'd still wear them today, even though they're not really, like, what's in. I'd still wear them, because they still protected my eyes, but unfortunately they broke, so. Another thing to remember as well is that when you are done with your clothes, you can donate them to Goodwill or drop them off at another thrift shop or another resale store. I was also going to say another thing. Some resale stores will actually pay you when you give your stuff to them. So there was one that I remember going to, and this one is harder too because they're not going to take everything. Unlike Goodwill, they'll just take your whole box. This resale store, they only took what they thought was worthy to sell, but we still got paid for it, so it was a win-win situation. Then we would just take the rest and donate it to Goodwill. So if you are probably like, I spent so much money on those clothes, no way am I just going to go donate it. Like, you can bring them to a resale store and see if they're the type that will pay you for it. Or you can also hand down your clothes to younger siblings or cousins or sisters or cousins of your friends, or maybe you can give them to your friends if your friends are smaller than you and, you know, they're growing and you outgrew those clothes. I just want to say one thing though, just do not throw away your clothes because it will just add to the waste. Like, The only clothes that I would recommend you throw away are, like, socks that have holes in them, because obviously you can't wear those anymore, and you're probably not going to find another good use for them. And also just, like, underwear. Like, nobody wants to wear secondhand underwear. Just throw it away.
Now, I will say, I am working on a blog post about clothing items that are not good enough to keep wearing or to donate, but uses that you can do, for example, old socks. Underwear, not so much. You should probably just throw away your old underwear. but like socks and shirts, and there are a million things you can do with old clothing that have holes in it or that aren't good enough. But throwing away your clothing is always a last resort. You should never, ever, 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 ever throw away your clothing unless it's like underwear, where nobody else is going to want to wear your underwear, just face it. Or if they have a lot of stains in it and you don't want to, I don't know. It all depends. There are a million things you can do with old clothes. And if it's not good quality enough to donate for somebody else to wear, don't throw it away. You can still read our blog post. It should be out within the next week. Think about different things you can do with it, and then maybe reach out to your different friends or post it on a Facebook group or Instagram or something and see if anybody else wants to do anything with it, and then throw it away. Throwing clothes away is always the last resort. Unless it's underwear, that's like the second resort.
Yeah. Okay, so just another use that I had listed, if your clothes are torn, or if you have a shirt with a stain or anything like that that you don't want to, like, wear out in public or anything, you can still wear them while you're stuck at home in quarantine or as pajamas. Every summer for the past, I don't know, 10 years, I've gone to so many different summer camps and gone to a bunch of, like, classes and stuff, and I get all these different t-shirts, especially, like, vacation Bible camps. I would go to at least one of those every summer, and, like, I would get a new t-shirt every time, so they would know what group I was in, and I'm not just gonna, like, wear that to school, because they're just t-shirts. They're not anything fancy or anything like that. But I have used them as pajamas before, because nobody's going to see you while you're sleeping, so you can just buy a pair of pajama pants or use a pair of old sweatpants and sleep in an old camp shirt. I recommend doing that. You can also use old clothes during craft projects. I remember when Junie and I were Girl Scouts, younger Girl Scouts, we did a recycled art thing, and I made a purse out of old jeans. You can also make purses out of, well, not necessarily a purse. You can make a bag with old jeans. You can make a bag with t-shirts. Like, you can make bags out of pretty much any fabric, I guess. And you can also just tear them up and use them as rags for cleaning. My dad did that with a pair of his old pajama pants. It got like a hole in it because it was super old, and so he just cut them up into little squares, and we used them as rags to clean up. If you want more cleaning tips, check out one of our previous episodes called Eco-Friendly Cleaning. So, the next thing that we are going to talk about are sustainable clothing companies. For those of you who don't want to buy from thrift shops or maybe need newer clothes, you can shop here. And by newer clothes, I mean if you're shopping for back to school and your school requires that you need this and this and this for their dress code, and you can't seem to find that at a thrift store, then you can shop at these places. So sustainable clothing, like a lot of people think, is not just clothes made out of leaves or potato sacks or anything crazy like that. It's just clothes that are either bought secondhand or made with sustainable ingredients. The Zero Waste Teen posted on Instagram, she was just like talking about sustainable clothing, and she said, what people think about sustainable clothing, and it was like potato sacks and somebody dressed up in lettuce or something, and then she's like, no, that is not what it is. She goes, this is what it actually is, and she showed a bunch of pictures of clothes that, had she not told us they were sustainable, you wouldn't have known, because they just look like normal clothes. So, the first one is ThredUp. ThredUp is an online gift shop. Why do I keep saying gift shop? It's a thrift shop. ThredUp is an online thrift shop that sells high quality and designer clothes. It's recommended
secondhand
by...
clothes.
Yeah, they sell them secondhand. It's recommended by a lot of people, and my mom even bought from them once. And now I don't even know which clothes were even from ThredUp, because they looked like they were bought brand new. They have a lot more choices than your local thrift shop, and you've got better chances at finding what you want there. And, like, you know, they're just high quality. The second one is swap.com. It's pretty much like ThredUp. It's just another one of those online thrift shops that they say on their website they are actually affordable. I looked at their website, and it reminds me a lot of Kohl's and Target, like their clothes and just the way that they look. It's just that they're secondhand, like they were worn by somebody before, and they're not new ones that were made in a factory. The third one is Reformation, and it's recommended by the Zero Waste Teen. She has a podcast, and she's also big on Instagram if you want to check her out. She's always sharing her tips like we do on social media, so if you want to check her out, she's the Zero Waste Teen. So Reformation, it's a women's clothing company that makes their clothing from low-impact materials, repurposed vintage clothing, and they are all about being sustainable with their clothes. And they've got some pretty stylish options if you wanted to buy all-natural clothing. So now I'm going to hand it off to Junie to talk about her recommendations.
Okay, so as far as thrift stores go, I'm just going to talk about some secondhand stores and thrifting options. This doesn't really apply if you don't want to buy clothes secondhand, but I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend buying clothes secondhand. It is the most eco-friendly option because you can find really good quality clothes for really cheap that people have already worn, so it's not causing more waste. Anyways, so it's a lot cheaper, and also it's not always necessarily worn. Sometimes I found brand new clothing at thrift stores, still with the tags on, that just got sent to the thrift store because somebody I don't know, didn't want it, but they gave it away instead of throwing it away, which is really great.
Yeah, I've gotten those before with the tag still on them from Target or something.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So, my thrift store recommendations, there are, this pretty much, I don't know about any other area because I've only lived in Southern California my entire life. So just in my area, these are the thrift store options. So I recommend Goodwill. I'm pretty sure Goodwill is everywhere. And then also there's a thrift store called Buffalo Exchange where you can bring your clothes and they can, they buy them from you. But like Milo Lani was saying, they don't buy all of the clothing, just the clothing that they suggest or that they think will sell. And then of course you can also buy secondhand clothes from their store as well. Salvation Army is also a good one. They're also, you can really just search thrift stores on like Google Maps or something and a million will come up in your area. But those are just some of my favorite thrift stores to buy from. And I've never had a problem finding bad quality clothing or clothing that is dirty. All of the thrift stores that I know of have a very extensive examination process. So before any of the clothing is put on their racks to sell, they check to make sure that it is in good quality, and they also wash all of the clothing to make sure it's sanitary, and it's especially important now during COVID. And the clothing that is not in good enough quality to be put on the shelves is donated to homeless shelters. So all in all, thrift stores are, in my opinion, the way to go. They are my favorite ways to buy new clothing. ThredUp is also a really good one, but the reason why why in-person thrift stores are a little bit better is because you're not, there's no shipping involved. With ThredUp, I know that there is obviously shipping, so that includes fossil fuel and all sorts of the things that we already talked about in previous episodes of why, like, big delivery trucks are bad. Anyways, sorry, that really makes no sense. But it just, if you can find what you're looking for at an in-person thrift store, or if you feel comfortable going in person, definitely wear a mask because these stores can be a little bit sketchy. So please wear a mask at all times when you're going in any stores, especially nowadays. Well, nowadays. Anyways, sorry, I've been talking way too long. Those are just my recommendations. If you can go in person, please do. If not, like my Alani was saying, ThredUp or swap.com are really good ways to go. You can also try to find clothing at garage sales or anywhere that clothing is clean and secondhand. That you should always check secondhand before going to find clothes at brand new stores. If you're going to a wedding or something and there's a deadline and you really, really need something nice to wear, I strongly recommend checking thrift stores. But if you can't find anything there, then you can rent clothing. You can rent a dress. So I'm not sure of many brands that do this, but I mean, there are tons out there. I just can't think of any names off the top of my head. So you can literally rent a dress for the day, and then you're saving a lot of money. And instead of just wearing it once, then it'll sit in your closet until you donate it, a million other people can wear it as well. So that is also a fantastic option if you need something fancy to wear to anywhere.
Yeah. Another thing, too, is that, you know, you can swap clothes with your friends, too. If maybe your friend has a shirt that you really like, but she doesn't want anymore, like, she can give it to you, and then you can give her a couple of your clothes, and you can also borrow clothes from people. Like Junie said, if you are going to a fancy wedding and you need something, and you know that one of your friends has this really nice dress from her prom dance last year, and you know she's not going to wear it again, ask her if you can borrow it, or maybe even keep it. Just so that you don't have to go out and buy something new, and maybe if you don't want to spend a lot of money on renting it, like, just ask her if you can borrow it or something. You know, those are just some tips.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good idea. So that is all we had to talk about, I'm pretty sure. This episode was a little bit shorter than I thought about. Again, check out our blog post. It has our blog post on fast fashion. I put tons and tons and tons of information that you can check out for further information and different links, all that stuff. And there are also some different topics we mentioned at the blog.
Yeah.
Our blog's just a really cool place.
Yeah. And also, this episode, just a reminder, this episode was an idea that you guys gave us. You guys messaged us and was like, hey, we wanted to hear about this. So if there's anything else you want to hear about, anything that has to do with saving the planet, like, let us know. Send in a voice message or give us a DM on Instagram. We'll see it and we'll make it an episode. Just make sure to do that. If there's anything you want to hear, we are open to any ideas.
Yeah, a lot of people are starting or are like, well, they're not necessarily going to see my message, or maybe somebody else already sent the idea. Now, believe me, we see each and every single one of your guys' message, and we 99.9999999999% of the time respond. And if multiple people suggest the same thing, or if we just like your idea, we make it into an episode. We have already done two of these answering your DM episodes, and we have, I believe, three more in the works. So trust us, we do listen to your comments. We really want to accommodate everybody's questions and suggestions. Anyways,
yeah, because we made this podcast for you guys, not for us. Yes. So whatever you guys want to hear, just let us know.
Definitely. So with that all being said, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it and learned a little something new. Subscribe to stay tuned. We post every Friday and have a plethora of interesting content planned for you guys in the near future.
When you aren't listening to our podcast, feel free to give us a follow on our Instagram page or our Pinterest page, as well as our blog. We are at Sustain Loving Kindness Podcast on Instagram and Pinterest, and you can find the link to our blog on our podcast page labeled as our website.
We love each and every one of you so, so much. Have a wonderful day, and we can't wait to see you guys back next episode. Bye! Bye.